Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring six Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Michael Jackson, Martha the Vandellas, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Glass Knight and the Pips, The Temptations and the Marvelettes. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Ain't no place like Motown, it's the USA. Ain't no place
like Motown, listen while we play.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, you said you had the answer to it all. You never told me I'd take a fall. Mirror, mirror on the wall,
Tom Fallon.
Hey, am I the man? Tell us if you can. dancing.
Listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Do You See My Love For You Growing, and they reached number 32 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts and number 3 in the Rhythm & Blues Charts from 1970. Before that, Stevie Wonder and Hey Harmonica Man, it reached number 29 in 1964. That was his fourth 45 released at that time, and it was the first without Little in front of Stevie Wonder's name. And we started with Diana Ross on the RCA record label Mirror Mirror, and they reached number 8 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1982. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit from Michael Jackson in 1991, reaching number one, called Black or White on the Epic record label. Well, Black or White was written, composed, and produced by Michael Jackson and Bill Bottrell, and it was picked as the first single from the album entitled Dangerous. When Black or White was released on November 5, 1991, the song has elements of dance, rap, and hard rock music, such as Bill Bottrell's guitars and Michael Jackson's vocal style. While the Epic Record Company described the song Black and White to radio stations as a, quote, rock and roll dance song about racial harmony, unquote. It hit the charts at number 35. A week later, it shot up to number 3. And in its third week on the charts, December 7, 1991, it ascended to the number 1 position, making it the fastest chart topper since the Beatles' Get Back. Well, here is Michael Jackson, Black and White, right here on Motown.
with Tom Fallon.
Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, Tears of a Clown. It reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts and number one in the Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1970. Before that, Martha with the Vandellas and Live Wire, number 42 from 1964. And we started with Michael Jackson on the Epic record label Black or White, number one from 1991. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring six different Motown artists with a top 40 song after left the Motown record label. But we'll come up with the three such artists this hour. Here is Glass Dine the Pips with I've Got to Use My Imagination right here on Motown Memories.
Since that day, ever since that time that you were gone. Oh yeah, Scandian sign outside says, come in and take a look at your man. You'd be surprised what you might find. Yeah. Told. You can learn the meaning of soul.
There ain't no such a thing as time.
Oh, incense in the air. Mm-hmm. East side's made it everywhere. I guarantee you this place will blow your mind.
They got music so high, you can't get over it.
So low you can't get up.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Yeah.
Benoit Roulette's with Danger Heartbreak Dead Ahead, that reached number 61 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1965. Before that, The Temptations with Psychedelic Shack, number 7 from 1970. And we started with Glass Eye and the Pips on the Buddha record label, I've Got to Use My Imagination, number 4 from 1973. This half hour featured three different Motown artists with a top 40 song after left the Motown record label. Coming up after the break, another three such artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memphis.